application process for the working groups for the ABCD for Cultural Recovery. Deadline, 10th of March, 2021 at 9 a.m. About the project. The ABCD plan starts from the knowledge that creative businesses and workers will be at the forefront of the city's recovery, that we have a strong infrastructure to work with, and that there are unique opportunities in Brighton and Hove for our thinking to be radical and inclusive. Participants in the consultation process to date brought enormous insight and experience, sharing innovative ways of working and thinking in response to COVID-19 that we will build upon and adopt. The delivery of the plan will ensure the sector remains future-focused and entrepreneurial, with an understanding of how the operating environment has changed and which skills and resources are required to change with it. Above all, this plan commits the sector to developing ways of working that are more inclusive, collaborative, and more sustainable, acknowledging the power imbalances that exist and determined to find solutions to address them. The proposed activity is divided into 5 distinct but interconnected strands: Engine Room, Enliven Brighton, Creative Communities Network, Creative Worker Income Guarantee, and Space to Grow. The Engine Room is focused on developing sector-specific business support designed specifically for cultural and creative business and individuals living or working across Greater Brighton. Enliven Brighton intends to employ creative and cultural businesses and practitioners to enliven the city centre, boosting the city's vital retail economy and making it a more attractive and rewarding destination to visit. The Creative Communities Network is a community-led programme designed to support culture to all parts of the city through the installation of local event infrastructure alongside event management and programming training and support. The Creative Worker Income Guarantee is a research project designed to explore whether targeted intervention in the form of an income guarantee can prevent talented individuals from leaving the sector for more rewarding opportunities. And Space to Grow is a programme to review the current options for creative space in the city, exploring new models and maximising existing capital and organisational infrastructure. The ABCD governing body, currently formed of Donna Chisholm, Brighton and Hove City Council, Ian Baird, Epic, Louise Blackwell and Marina Norris, What Next Brighton and Hove, and Andrew Cromben from the Arts and Creative Industries Commission, plus 5 more positions currently being recruited via the working group recruitment process, are seeking to collaborate with a group of local people who will lead the implementation of the ABCD for Cultural Recovery Plan. This is an opportunity for diverse and dynamic local cultural leaders to ensure the cultural recovery in Brighton and Hove has the impact it must. It's a chance for a range of people to work together and bring their experiences to develop a new way of working that has not existed in the city to date. Following a period of consultation with creative workers in the city, the time for action and implementation is now. The working groups will be responsible for making things happen. They are not talking shops. They will develop specific targets for recovery, guided by the plan, to work towards. Their work is time limited to the end of 2022 to enable and fuel recovery for the many individuals and organisations working in the creative industries in the city. There are 5 working groups. The working groups will comprise 6 to 8 people per group, including a chair. Each working group chair will hold a position on the governing body. These people will have lived experience of different art form practices and creative industry business structures, including, but not limited to, commercial, subsidised, not-for-profit, freelance and sole traders, Arts Council England national portfolio organisations and other organisations and individuals who work in the creative industries in Brighton and Hove. The working groups will be coordinated by Programme Management Services, currently being recruited, and the Arts Development Officer at Brighton and Hove City Council. Working Group Briefs. The criteria, skills, qualities and experience we are seeking for these roles include a base in Greater Brighton, either personally or for your organisation. Experience of contributing professionally to the creative industries internationally in the UK and or in Greater Brighton in the past 5 years. Representation of a specific community of workers in the creative industries, including but not limited to practitioners, supply chain, producers, promoters, or other arts and community leaders. An understanding of the creative ecology in Brighton and Hove. A collaborative approach to work. A willingness to work in this role for the greater good of the city's cultural economy rather than for the specific benefit of one organisation or group of people. Holding diversity, equality and inclusion as core values. Specific areas of expertise we are recruiting for on each working group include fundraising, administration, project management and delivery, experience of working in a political environment. Each working group will use the following lenses to assess ideas, programmes and actions arising from the work they do. Regional, national and international perspectives, children and young people, talent development, job creation, digital, other sector partnerships, environmental sustainability and inclusion. Additional skills, qualities and experience needed for each working group include: please note you will need to meet at least one of these criteria to be eligible for a working group, and ideally you'll meet more than one. Enliven Brighton. Number one, experience of working creatively with business improvement districts or BIDs, town centres, shops, city centre locations and or businesses. Number two, an understanding and experience of artist commissioning programmes including digital artworks. Number three, experience of large-scale projects that bring new visitors to a new location. And number four, experience of building digital infrastructure for creative projects. Creative Communities Network. Number one, experience and understanding of working in the outdoor events industry. Number two, understanding of small-scale touring work. Number three, experience of creatively collaborating with communities and community groups outside Brighton city centre. Number four, understanding of working with commercial partners in supply and maintenance contracts. And number five, experience of micro-commissioning and programming of creative spaces. The Engine Room. Number one, understanding of the development needs for creative sector, specifically around business and leadership support. Number two, an understanding and experience of a variety of business models utilised in the cultural sector, from sole traders or artists to charities to commercial models. Number three, experience of large-scale projects that address cultural and creative growth, focusing on skills, knowledge and innovation, with an understanding of wider learning environments from schools to universities and other creative hub models. And number four, experience of creating shared platforms to improve collaboration and or efficiency, could either be digital or in person. The following working groups will be recruited at a later date. Number one, Space to Grow, and number two, Creative Worker Income Guarantee. Brief for working group chairs. In addition, the chairs of each group will form part of the governance team. The chair for each working group is a key position to ensure the success of cultural recovery in the city. The chairs will take ownership of their working group, will shape and drive the programme of work and ensure deliverables are met. They will be self-motivated and able to manage the administration and coordination of meetings, as well as get the best out of the working group members to ensure action is taken and change takes place. Draft work plan. To give an idea of the capacity needed to be on the working groups, below are some example deliverables. Please note, once in place, the working group chairs will set specific targets as part of their role on the governance team. The chair's role also includes creating a delivery plan for cultural recovery to 2022. In March 2021, ensure at least 2 working group meetings take place, setting priorities and deliverables for the 2021 plan with and without the cultural recovery funding. The decision for that is the end of March 2021. Work with the governance team to develop a delivery plan building on confirmed funds from Brighton and Hove City Council and responding to new funding opportunities. April to June 2021. If CRF funding is successful, for the engine room, commission and recruit suppliers and experts to deliver 10 business training courses for 10 people or local businesses. Organise 15 one-to-one business and finance coaching series. And arrange a series of action learning sets. Enliven Brighton. Confirm the partnership with the Pebble Trust and Brighton Business Improvement District. Recruit a cultural partner to work with the Business Improvement District. Devise 3 commission briefs for cultural partners to deliver in June 2021. And recruit the artist for the commissions. Creative Communities Network. Prepare tender for capital purchase. Recruit trainers for capital equipment. Develop community partners. Develop and recruit 3 to 5 micro commissions. The process. Please note, we have currently secured funding to recruit participants to kickstart the following strands in February and March, and this is what we are recruiting for now. Number 1, Enliven Brighton. Number 2, the Creative Communities Network. And number 3, the Engine Room. We have funds to support 2 freelance positions for each of the 3 working groups to meet twice before the end of March, by when we're hoping to secure more funds, at a rate of £300 per day for 1.5 days in February and March, a total of £450 per person. The governance group and working groups will continue to function from April 2021, and we're currently raising funds to support the period from April onwards. The 2 other working groups will be recruited when further funds are secured. The ABCD Recovery Plan team will review the governance and structure at the end of June 2021. This is a dynamic process. If it's not working well enough, it will adapt, change, and evolve. There is a Google form to complete for this application process. If you would prefer to apply by video, please answer the same questions on the form in no more than 3 minutes and upload your film to the EPIC website. The website address is brightonepic.info, where you will find the Google form. The questions on the form. The answers you give on this form will be used to recruit 6 to 8 people per working group to drive the cultural recovery plan forward. You can only apply to be part of 1 working group. The deadline to submit your responses is 9 a.m. on Wednesday the 10th of March 2021. Please give us your email address. Tell us which working group you are applying for, Enliven Brighton, the Engine Room, or Creative Communities Network. Are you applying for the chair position? Yes or no? Are you applying for a paid position if you are currently freelance? Yes or no? Why do you want to be part of the working group? Please tell us in approximately 150 words. What will you contribute to the working group? Again, in 150 words. If you are applying as part of an organisation, could you provide any admin support or other resources to support the working group? In approximately 150 words. What specific and relevant experience will you bring to the working group? In approximately 150 words. If you are applying for a chair position, what will you bring to that role? Please tell us in approximately 150 words. And finally, tell us your name for contact purposes only. Brighton Dome and Brighton Festival are supporting the recruitment process with a member of their team managing the administration only. The recruitment panel for this process will consist of members of the founding team and at least 2 other independent arts practitioners or consultants. This phase of the ABCD Cultural Recovery Plan is funded by Brighton Dome and Brighton Festival and Brighton and Hove Council. We aim to notify applicants of the outcome of the application on or before Tuesday the 16th of March, 2021. Go to the Brighton Epic website for a large print version of these details. brightonepic.info. And remember, the deadline for applications is 9 a.m. on the 10th of March. Thank you.